Hello and welcome to another episode in Future Proof Your Career. Today, the fabulous Joe Puz is here. Joe is a PMO squad guy, or part of the PMO squad, founder, and he has his own podcast that I'll put a link to. And PMO Office Hours, a live radio show from Phoenix, Arizona. I've been on that show and it is fantastic. What sets Joe apart is, apart from being a fabulous guy, is that it is live. That is pretty special. But I'll put a link in the show notes because it is a great way to watch it and you can watch previous recordings. But the live aspect is really good. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Elise. Thank you for having me on. I don't know if I'm fabulous like you've described, but I'll take it for now. Sure. Thank you.
I'll take it. So, Joe, today we're talking about getting unstuck. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life where I've been stuck and I didn't know which way to turn. I was like, oh, all I had was this feeling of being stuck and I didn't know what to do. So in today's podcast, we're going to explore how to get unstuck.
Yeah, for me, I call it pulling up anchors, right? Like if you think we're out in a boat and you enjoy this beautiful ocean or lake that you're on, the water is so calming. And then you're like, but let's go explore over there. And you've got this anchor down. But in order to get to that new cove or that new place to go check out, you have to pull up your anchor. And we don't do that within our own lives and our own careers, right? We just enjoy the calmness and serenity of our current situation. We get too comfortable. So we don't get to explore that next adventure or that next item that we can travel to. So for me, this is so important to be able to pull up anchors, right? Get unstuck and go find something new.
Well, also, if we use the current situation and about COVID, and for some of us, we can be, using your boat analogy, we can be lovely anchored in this lovely, serene, tropical area, and then all of a sudden there's a big, big tsunami or tidal wave and your boat's rocking and then you're like, oh.
Yeah, you better pull up the anchor at that point, right? And get away from the storm. And yeah, I mean, boy, the pandemic really has put all of us into a place of, you know, how do we stay where we were? Don't we all have to really get unstuck and find a new place to be?
I know. So the first question is, we can get stuck, as we've just talked about. How can we recognize when we are stuck?
You know, for me, it's when things become too comfortable, right? When I'm not asking enough questions, when I just know it, when it's routine, right? And it's over and over. And I stop paying attention to how to answer questions, right? If I know the answers to something, it's because I've done it over and over. Or if people keep coming back to me with the same responses to what we're offering to our clients, we're stuck, right? It's the finding some way to recognize that new is okay. The familiar often leads us to being stuck, and that can certainly rear its head many different ways.
And also, if we're in a role that is no longer challenging us, is that another way that we can be stuck?
Yeah. I mean, if you're a project manager and you've been running the same kind of projects, maybe you're the project manager over the finance projects or the IT projects or the marketing projects. But if it's the same thing over and over again, right, how are you advancing your career? If you've built a career path or a career ladder, right, of how you want to go to that next opportunity, you should have a tool in place to evaluate, am I getting to where I want to go? And if you're doing that same thing over and over again, you're really not getting towards your objective, right? So you're stuck at that point. And that's when you have to have something there to measure. Where am I making progress or where am I not making progress?
And it's a feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Within ourselves, I know it's hard to quantify because it's like, is it as simple as taking a test? Am I stuck, unstuck? No, yes, no. But sometimes I think it creeps up on you. You're moving along, you know, this is good, you know, I've got my job down pat, I'm feeling on top of things, and then, you know, time has gone by, and then you're like, oh, when did that happen?
Yeah, and it happens in our personal lives too, right? Not even professionally, but personally. I mean, I just think back to my own life, right? 7.5 years ago, I was running a PMO in a healthcare organization. I was working on my third year, and it was like Groundhog Day, right? It was the same, every day was the same as the day before. I would go in, we would have our team meeting, we'd then meet with our boss, we would go through the portfolio, right? It's the same sequence of events. And I was making good money. It was a great job, a great title, a lot of people underneath me, great authority within the organization. And I remember I just went home one day and asked my wife, are you okay if I start my own company? She said, are you nuts? She's a stay-at-home mom. I was the sole income in the family. Just that repetitiveness, right? I was not advancing. There was nothing wrong with life. Great money, great responsibility, great team. But I wasn't going to where I wanted to be. I wasn't owning my career, right? I was becoming just a piece of the machine, and I needed to pull up anchors and get unstuck and take the next adventure, right? And that led me to the PMO squad.
Look, I see it a lot. I think that a lot of people suppress those thoughts of being stuck, especially, you know, in a work context, because if you're juggling like kids and everything and a household and, you know, you've got a lot of moving parts. And so you probably, especially from a career / work perspective, you might not be starting to question it and of that feeling of being unstuck. But I think that one of the ways that you can recognize it is that you're not getting the opportunities that other people are. I think that that's, you're being passed over for other roles or other opportunities or other projects. And I think that that's a really good indicator that you're stuck, not kind of stuck, but you are stuck.
Yeah. Well, you're getting passed over. People stop coming to you for advice and guidance. Boss or supervisors may take you for granted. Right. Your yearly performance review is adequate. Right. Every year it's adequate. You're not advancing. I almost would rather have somebody give me a critique and tell me what I needed to improve. Right. Rather than just being and there's nothing wrong with being a steady person who's a solid performer. But is that helping you grow in your career? Right. If you're a project manager and you want to become a program manager, you need to be able to execute bigger projects, right? To take on multiple projects. So I think you have to find ways to challenge yourself. And we as people, right? We have flight or fight, right? We have that built within us. How am I going to respond to the pressures, right? When a threat comes up. And the pandemic has taught us this, put it right in our face. We don't have a choice. I can't stay in my normal situation. I can't go into the office and work with my teammates because that doesn't exist anymore. So how do we react to that? And I think it's forcing a lot of people to change their life, right? It's okay to take a conference call and then go do the laundry and then take another conference call and go eat lunch. But would you ever in a million years have thought about doing that 9 months ago? Never, right? It's forcing us into this new behavior. And with that, I think a lot of people are recognizing, wow, the view over here is okay. I like this new normal, right? I like being able to have more control while I'm working at home. At first, I was frightened. How am I going to get my work done? How am I going to have my kids at home with me? They're doing school and I'm doing work. Well, guess what? We figured that out, right? We have that capacity to take the risk, the issues, mitigate through them, and come up with a new way to operate, but only because we were forced to do it because of the pandemic. How many of us would have done that if it was still just status quo?
Yeah, don't even get me started from organizations and everything. All right. So what are the things that we can do to get unstuck?
People tell me I'm a little wacky sometimes, and I have this tool that I use. It's called the Innovative Whack Pack, right? And it's a series of cards that you can look at. And every day you pull up a new card and it gives you an inspiration to have an innovative thought. So we can look at these cards as an example, a tool I've used over the years. And one says, the cosmos speaks to us in patterns. So when you think about that, you then sit down with your team or yourself and have some reflection and say, what patterns am I stuck in right now? Right? What can I do to break free from a pattern? Because guess what the pattern is? The pattern usually is I'm stuck somewhere, right? I'm anchored where I'm at, and the same thing happens every day. I drive to the office. Where do we park? We park in the same spot every day. And if somebody's in our parking spot, we get angry. It's like, what are they doing parking in my spot? So when we get back to an office, go park in a different spot, right? And by doing that, you're helping your brain break free from that pattern that's locked it in place for so long, right? Another card here is, you can never dip your toe into the same river twice. Because if you think about that, a river is never the same. Every instant that water is flowing through it, something is different in the river. So if we try to put our toe in it, I'm not stepping into the same river that I was in last week. So how do we do that in our own lives, right? Think, what can I do differently so that my life, my river, my job, my career will be different and I'm not doing the same thing? So for me, just little tools like this, these cards make me be creative, right? Make me think outside the box and do something different. Because my life is all pattern. Go to bed at the same time. I wake up at the same time. I go for the same walk every day. I take lunch at the same time. I park in the same spot. I come home. I eat at the same time every day. I watch the same TV shows. Monday is one show. Tuesday, right? We have these patterns built into our whole life. So what can we do to challenge the pattern and make us think about things differently?
I like your whack pack, though.
And there's an innovative whack pack, and then there's a creative whack pack. And these were built, put together by a guy, Roger Von Eck, who is a philosopher from the University of Stanford. And he reaches back into Greek philosophers and takes what was, again, the pattern of what was normal back then and compare it to today and say, we used to live by different mindset back then, but a lot of the principles still exist today, right? So how can we get creative what we did back in ancient times and bring it into our modern world and make adjustments?
So I think that the first thing about getting unstuck is to realize that you are stuck and that you want something different and that it's okay to want something different. And then that offers up a lot of opportunities to think and do things differently. And how and why we might need to get unstuck will change over time. It's like you're like the river. Our careers aren't the same. It's not the same linear thing that we being that what we want at 25 isn't the same as what we want at 50, say. And I think that there is, well, no matter what our age, we can still get unstuck. But you know, having a creative approach with your whack pack or your creative or your innovation whack pack is a good inspirational process. And I think that that's one of the big things, isn't it, that you need to do something to get unstuck because it's really unhealthy to feel stuck. And, you know, people feel stuck in organisations, don't they? I really hate my job, but I can't get the same pay somewhere else. I can't get the same benefits. You know, I'm comfortable here. I know everyone. I know how things work, but it's really stepping outside of that.
Yeah. I mean, how many people do we know, probably ourselves included, where we might have got caught up in a layoff and you were somewhere for maybe 5, 10, 15 years and you were solid there, right? You knew, like you just described, you knew the people, you knew the, you had your pay, you, everything was fine. And you were so, you were depressed. What am I going to do now? 6 months later, you found a new job and you're like, I can't believe I stayed at that last place for so long, right? Yeah. This new career, this new company I'm working for, the opportunities are better. The management is better, but we get comfortable in what we know. And we're afraid, right? Again, fight or flight, that fear mechanism that we have to deal with, we just avoid it and say, I'm going to stay here as long as I can. And I'm going to do as good a job as I can. And I'm just going to put up with all the things that might be inconvenient for me. And I think, we get one shot at this, right? We get to live one time. Why work somewhere in a role or for a company that may not be giving you everything that you want? So for me, it's worth, you know, pull up that anchor. Let's go set sail, go find a new spot, and let's check out how beautiful this new cove is. Are the fish biting over here? I mean, let's go explore.
So now, how can you get unstuck? I think that reflect upon yourself, think about what makes you happy, work out at this point in time what it is that you want, but do something. I think that that's the most important thing. You know, either do some self-development, and that's going to change as well. Look for other roles in your organization, outside your organization, do something creative.
Yeah, for me, I'm a big sports fan, right? I love all sports. And if we think about teams that we root for, whether it's rugby or baseball or football, soccer, whatever it may be, every team has a goal to try to win the championship. And during the course of the season, they start with a team and they finish it with a team. And the team is never the same at the end of the season, right? Because they're always trying to optimize the team to be able to get better to win a championship. We root for those teams, right? We have passion to like get rid of that player. He's horrible. Bring in somebody better. But in our organizations, we leave all of that at the door. Whether I'm the individual who needs to go find a new team or whether I'm a manager who's working with a team, I'm never trying to improve it, right? I have the team that's been here for 5 years, 10 years, and we're a good team, but we're not making progress, right? We're not helping. So for me, it's first as a mindset, right? Be committed to be better. And once you have that, then find the impetus for what that is. It, you know, one thing a former mentor of mine gave me many years ago was he asked me a question. He said, hey, Joe, do you have a job with us or do you have a career with us? And I said, man, no one's ever asked me that question. I haven't even know how to answer that question. I thought it was one and the same. I didn't know there was a difference. But what he explained was a job was I showed up every day, did my work and went home and didn't think about that as a collective, right? There was no improvement there. He said, if you have a career instead of a job, you're going to come in and you're going to think of how can I help the organization? How can I help the team? How can I help myself? And how are we collectively all going to get better? What are you willing to put into it? What are you willing to personally invest to make all of that happen? And my mindset changed 180 the day that we had that conversation. And I never had a job after that. I've only had a career after that. So everybody, I encourage them, right? What is your career path? You know, now don't tell me what job you want in a year. Tell me where your career is going, right? Have that as an objective. And so every year or every 6 months, evaluate where you're at in that career path. Are you achieving what you want to achieve? I was never a big reader, right? I didn't have time for that. I was always too active to slow down and read a book. But as soon as I started doing that, right, I forced myself to change my own habit, first of all. But then secondly, wow, the education I got from these books was blowing my mind, right? It opened a new world of thinking for me, right? So stopped a habit, created a new habit, created educational opportunities through learning and reading. So you have to have some sort of action, right? You have to be willing to take that action to pull up that anchor and sail to a new location. And when you get there, the reward is great, right? It's scary, but it can be really beneficial.
I agree. Joe, what tips would you give people that feel that they are stuck?
Well, the first one is have courage, right? And confidence in yourself, right? It is scary, right? Change is scary. We all have to go through it. But know where you're at today. Just think where you are in your career today compared to where you were 5 years ago or 10 years ago. You've probably made changes without even recognizing you did it, right? You may have been a recent college graduate. Well, guess what? You had to get a job. That was a change. You may have gotten a role as a project manager and then you got promoted to a PMO manager. Well, that was a change, right? We get changes all the time in our lives. When we make the change, we're comfortable with it. But when somebody changes or places change upon us, that's where we have challenge, right? Where we become uncomfortable. So own that and let it be more comfortable by you being the person that's going to bring change to yourself, right? Sit down and find a way to have a self-conversation, or my favorite really of all time is get a mentor, right? Have somebody that's maybe two or three steps down the career path from where you are today, right? They've already gone through these steps. And it doesn't have to be a formal, you know, thing. It can be a casual conversation, but just chat with people. Somebody who've done what you've done before or where you want to go, right? They've already gotten there. And just ask questions. Just talk to people and get comfortable with the unknown and get comfortable with asking people for advice.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice, really great advice. And I think that also have diverse thoughts. And what I mean is by that is we all got diverse thoughts. But get different views from different people with different backgrounds. Don't just take, you know, people that are very similar to yourself. You know, enrich the pool of discussions and ideas that you get from people.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, you had mentioned my radio show, right? So Project Management Office Hours, when you were a guest on that show, we were talking about women in project management with Cornelia and Linda, and you were talking about imposter syndrome and all these things that you, all three of you, have gone through, and I had never experienced before, right? I probably experienced them because I was a party to what you guys were talking about, but I wasn't conscious to it, right? I didn't even know it was happening. And that opened my eyes to something. I said, I'm never going to be that way again, because now I was exposed to the diverse thought like you're talking about, right? My last show, Priya Patra was on from India, and she was sharing with me some of the cultural challenges and differences that she deals with as she works with PMO chapters around the world. Again, fantastic opportunity. Elizabeth Heron was on about a month or two ago. And as she was talking, I kind of sat back in a reflective moment and said, this is my 62nd show. In every one of them, I've learned something. It's like I'm attending a mentoring session every time I have a guest on, right? Because they all bring something unique. Some are about change management, some about women in project management. Billy Moape will be coming to me from Africa at the beginning of the year, our first guest from Africa. Every one of these guests brings an experience to me that I've never had. And that diversity, you're so right, Elise, right? That diversity of thought has helped me grow in my career so much compared to where I was 3 years ago before I started the show. So yes, don't look for people that are going to give you yes to every question you ask, right? Look for the people who are going to challenge you and make you think about your thoughts and your direction.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, it's great to be with you again. We were just on a show together a week or two ago, and that was fantastic. So I thank you for having me on. And again, thank you for everything you're doing with your initiative. I think celebrating women in project management is fantastic, and I really appreciate all that work.
I enjoy the friendship that we have, albeit virtually.
Yeah, halfway around the world, and we can still have things in common, right? I really appreciate that too.
No, it's great. That ends another episode of Future Proof Your Career. Bye.